This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thanks to Ross Tucker for stopping by, talking some NFL with us. More NFL conversation on the way. Ian Eagle, is going to join us at 5:20 today to talk about what games are happening. I think he's got the Bengals game, Mike. Is that right?
That's correct. So, he's going to be in Nashville.
So, yeah, he's got a good one. I'm looking forward to that one, man. And Derrick Henry is going to be back. We'll let you hear what Derrick Henry had to say. We want to hear from you guys. Hawks win last night. Mike is saying that he's doing the research. Do your research. And that the second half is kind of where we live. And I am not a fan of watching us trying to come back and fight to come back. But I'll take a win. I mean, I don't want you to misunderstand me here, because some people are saying, man, you're being hard. We've got to win.
You're being a little hard on the Beaver there, pal.
Yeah, and I like being hard on the Beaver. But here's the deal. I want to see us compete for four quarters. I don't want us to have to fight and scrap and have me on the edge of my seat every night going, are we going to be able to come back? Can Trey hit so he can see? Can he get going? It shouldn't be that way. Our team is too talented, Mike, and that's my issue, along with the defensive stuff that I talked about earlier, where you go look, and we're in the 25th to 29 range in a lot of defensive categories, which tells me we're still not a great defensive team, which is why we're 12th in the conference.
Right. I don't have all of the games. I'm just going through the Philly series, but in more than less, in the majority of the games, we were down at halftime. In some cases, you know, we were down a little bit. The average margin was 5 points.
Now, that I can
do. In the games we were down.
Yes. Yeah. Now, see, that's different.
Some games, like the first game against the Sixers, we blew them out of the building in the first half.
Right. And listen, if we have a big lead, that's a completely different conversation. Our problem has been finishing games. So what I'm saying, guys, is we're not playing well in the first and second quarters for whatever reason. We get down. You battle. You get close in the fourth quarter, and then you can't finish. That's been our season so far. Last night it was third quarter explosion, Trey amazing, take control of the game, and then because their score, basically Ant-Man, had left the game, they just didn't have enough firepower. And, you know, I'm not saying that T-Wolves would have came back and won the game, but we've seen teams, Mike, hang around in those situations, and then we fold. So I just want more consistency, and, Mike, we're not there. That's what's bothering me.
In the two games that we beat the Bucks in the best of seven, we were up at half at both those games, by the way. So you're looking for correlation. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. And if I'm down, I don't want to be down double digits to the point. And last night was crazy because we're up, you know, you're down 15, then you're up like 15, then you're down like single digits again. It was down to 6 at the end. And the problem was they were just bombing 3-point shots. They couldn't miss. And that was really giving you a little bit of pause. But they showed the poise to get it done. I know that we're looking for more, but brother, we got a bunch of questions. We haven't talked to John Collins in a minute, so we'll ask him all the stuff that I think Hawks fans want to hear about.
From one great poet, the Hawks are a mid-level team struggling with their own limitations in the harsh face of stardom. That's what somebody said.
Chris, did you rip that off from Almost Famous?
It wasn't Chris. It was Bo.
Bo said that?
Yeah, I don't want to burst your bubble there, Mike, but Squidbilly is... But
hold on, let me go back to this text message tweet last night. I got to check this out. Squidbilly, that's damn poetry. Squidbilly, did you rip that off from Almost Famous?
Mike, I'm disappointed in you. Today, that's twice you have not read things that I've sent you. You didn't read the show sheet with Ross Tucker. sponsor, and then you didn't read my text, so I'm not speaking to you right now.
I need double spacing. Can't you just double space stuff?
He can't see. Now, that's true. He can't see.
I need that to get sponsor glasses. Is double spaced.
He does say
it's
that every time.
The only thing on the show should I did double space. Right,
but answer the question. Answer the question. Did you or did you not plagiarize that line from the line about Sweetwater in the movie Almost Famous?
It's a different line. Right. If you go back to the quote in Almost Famous, which is one of my favorite movies, by the way. I love that movie. I tell you what. Kate Hudson never looked better than in that movie. Like the hotel scene with the jacket on and, you know, anyway.
Nothing more disappointing than meeting her in person. Boy, was she a high maintenance pain in the butt, I can tell you this. Maybe she was having a bad day. Like some celebrities, you meet them on the one bad day, but holy cow.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's because you were like fanboying out.
No, I was already fanboying out on Kurt Russell. That was the night we had dinner with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, and I was like, remember that time in The Thing? Carl, I was like, remember that time in Escape from New York? I mean, I gave a crap about Kate Hudson.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, Bo, Bo's a poet, didn't even know it. Either way.
Moral of the story is, guys, a broken clock is right.
We were talking amongst ourselves via text and just, you know, chatting about the game. We were all losing our minds last night. You know, Chris, speaking of Mr. Calm, Cool, and Collected, this Hawks team cannot be down 16 after one quarter to a lousy Minnesota team. So we all had our moments, but Bo, you said it so eloquently. We will talk more about the Hawks. It's Dukes and Bell. Find us on social media. Sharon says, hey, guys, I'm an Uber driver in Athens. Most of the young guys still don't want Stetson. One older gentleman felt the same way. Me, I think it's great. And if Eric comes back, I think, you know, he could possibly replace Burton. Listen, we'll see, Sharon. Appreciate the text and the tweet. And thanks for listening out there in Athens. We had a great time last Saturday. But, Mike, if you are one of those individuals who says, oh, I don't want him back, you've got to tell me like I'm a five-year-old why.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I mean, you just real quick. We did this last night. Use just simple logic, okay? Here's what this guy has accomplished. He can do, first off, he can make all the throws, okay? There's not a throw in the field, an area he can't get to. He's more mobile. He moves around in the field. Again, the JT thing is moved because he's going to be in the transfer portal. So you've got a proven winner who's won the pressure games at the highest level. And now you've got, on the other side, you've got potential. And you've got athleticism, maybe again, even more athleticism. But I don't give a crap. I will take the proven entity over the what may be any day of the week and twice on Sunday. And that's not to say that Brock Vandegrift, and again, you guys are so afraid about Brock Vandegrift leaving. I don't know what Brock Vandegrift's going to be. Great quarterback in a smaller high school. Okay, and school size doesn't matter because Herschel went to a small school. I get that too. But these guys that are, it's like, are you more concerned with recruiting or are you more concerned with the product on the field and the end result? I don't get it, Carl.
What has the other quarterbacks in that quarterback room right now won? What has Stetson Bennett won? Let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz. On Dukes and Bell.
Speaking of quarterbacks, where's Deshaun Watson going to end up? Nick Caserio, the general manager of the Texans, asked, is he coming back here? Is he going to be a Texan?
That more than likely would not be the case, but I think we just have to be open-minded and just take the information and process it and ultimately make the decision, you know, that we feel makes the most sense for everybody involved, whatever that looks like.
Mike, he's got to get cleared first, which all this stuff, by the way, if you're wondering, is about to happen. We've been waiting because the trial date was set. It's after the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. We're going to see where this goes, what happens, what gets thrown out, if it does. If he's cleared, then the Texans are going to have a high asking price. Deshaun's body's just basically saved a year on his body because he didn't play. Right. So you're talking about a 24, 25-year-old quarterback who's about to be 26, I believe, at the end of the next season. Point is, Mike, we know what he can do. He's going to command two first-round picks, and I think it's too toxic there for everything that's happened for him to remain the quarterback and for fans to remain, you know, behind him. So they're going to trade him. It's just a matter of where.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, the Houston Texans should have played him because at the end of the day, that absolute charade they went through with Day. I mean, if you were worried about the PR hit that, heaven forbid, you had him play this year and then it turns out that some of the things actually happened that he's accused of, it's terrible in and of itself, but how about hiring a token African-American coach who no one ever heard of and dismissing him as quickly as you hired him just so you could kind of whitewash this disaster of a season you guys are going through? He's a 26, Carl. He'll be 27 at the start of next season. And again, it's got to be two first-round rounders. There's a bunch of teams that are looking for the guy, but unfortunately, you're waiting for this other shoe to drop. You almost wish whether it was fair or unfair to Sean to just simply settle with everyone and get this thing in the rearview mirror, but that's not going to be the case.
Let's talk about the comments of Mike McCarthy. Let's start, Chris, with the one about nervousness. Why would you even say something like this in regards to the Cowboys and their game? This has been part of the fallout, guys, and we'll let you hear a few things from McCarthy because he addressed the media yesterday. But nervous?
Thought we were nervous to start the game. Felt it in the locker room at the team prayer, but I thought we fought through that okay.
I mean, you're throwing your team under the bus. And by the way, you're the CEO, so you know after the prayer, look, guys, one more thing. Let's relax, okay? Come on, let's get out there, have fun, go kick some butt. I mean, you're the CEO coach. You're not calling the plays. You know, you're not calling the defense. It just, it just smacked of why, as much as sometimes Aaron Rodgers gets on my nerves, you understand why Aaron Rodgers was undermining this guy his last few years at Green Bay, changing plays in the huddle, thinking basically he's a clown, because maybe Mike McCarthy is a clown, and his best years were the Super Bowl, and it's been all downhill since.
What about player accountability? We talk about it here. Arthur Smith came in and said everybody's going to be accountable. Don't care what your name is. Don't care what you make. Don't care, you know, how many commercials you got. Mike McCarthy was asked this question.
If your team blamed too much on officials and not taking enough accountability after losses, given that they were the most penalized team in the league.
Well, I think it's about officials. You know, officials don't lose games. I mean, that's clear. I think comments after games, people are emotional, particularly when it doesn't go the way you think it should go. Players are asked questions and encouraged to give honest answers, I think. But once when they come back, they're very accountable. And our number one focus moving forward is the penalties. Way too many. You know, you look at the pre-snaps, there's no excuse for it. It's been a focus all year.
Yeah, 14 penalties. I think it was tied for the second most in Cowboy playoff history. So that's a lack of poise. And then a guy who knows something about football and poise and winning Super Bowls, Troy Aikman. He goes on the radio in Dallas, Carl, and he basically says it's the coordinators. It's the scheme. He says San Fran rushed four guys for the most part. They blitzed occasionally. He says, but basically, Kellen Moore, who's up for all these jobs, he and Quinn are interviewing for the Dolphins job, he said he was locked into his pregame scheme. He says, these coordinators, man. He goes, the corner's playing soft. He's scared to death. He goes, run a route tree. Run a comeback. Run a dig route. He goes, run a curl. He says, you are locked into your game plan. You couldn't improvise. He goes, Michael Irvin would have had 10 catches at halftime if he played us the way they played CeeDee Lamb. That's from Troy Aikman.
Correct. And he said that yesterday. We didn't get a chance to talk about it because all the Georgia breaking news. But I do think there's something to be said about Kellen Moore. This is
Is he such a hot prospect?
I can't answer that.
Because he's not Jason Garrett? That's like being the world's tallest little person.
I can't answer that. But he is, and he's already interviewed for a couple of different jobs. And some people think that even if Dan Quinn stayed, it wouldn't be DQ getting the job. It would be Kellen Moore getting the job if Mike McCarthy was let go. I can't answer that, Mike. I don't know. I will say this. People around the NFL say that in those interview situations, and we've talked about this, some guys light up the room. Some guys are very good at that. And because of it, you get a good feel from him, and you go, okay, I feel like he knows what he's doing, whether he knows what he's doing or not.
You know what? Why doesn't Jerry Jones just simply give a first-round pick and buy out Sean Payton? Just get – I mean, he's under contract for one more year on his deal. Why doesn't Jerry – he should have done it. Maybe he was fatigued over how Parcells kind of took it nowhere and Sean Payton was Parcells' guy at the time. Obviously, it coincided with Payton getting that job in New Orleans. But don't you think, Carl, if you got to give a first-round pick the way the Raiders and Bucks went on Gruden, just give a first-round pick and go get the guy that can take all those tremendous pieces you have and go win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, but do we know if Sean wants to go to Dallas? I mean, it's just assumed that would be the case. If he wanted to go to Dallas, and if they, you know, let's say behind the scenes right now, they're working on something like that. Yeah, Jerry would be silly not to go with a guy with a track record like Sean Payton. But I don't even know if Sean Payton wants to do that.
I just think that, you know, it's a Saints team that, again, for the 15th year in a row, they're $50 million in the red with the cap. They don't have a quarterback. They don't really have a lot of playmakers with the exception of Kamara. I'm just if from the outside looking in, as you said, only Sean Payton knows what he's going to do. And like, I don't like Sean Payton, but the guy is a hell of a better coach than anything the Cowboys have run up the flagpole the last 20 years.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Derrick Henry's going to be back this weekend. Derrick, how you feeling?
I feel good. big steel plate on my foot. That's only different from the left foot to the right. But I mean, I feel good. Just, you know, I haven't did anything like 2.5 months. So, you know, just getting back out there, getting acclimated to everything and, you know, getting back to being me.
Yeah, he'll rush for like 800 yards on.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what do you think the over-under is on carries for Derrick Henry?
So it's the playoffs. Like if this was the end of the regular season, I'd be like, be careful. Dude, you're trying to get to the Super Bowl. If he's on the field, I'm giving him the ball 20 times, at least.
Well, I mean, other guys, I mean, that's what makes them 12-5 and the number one seed in the AFC. They've been able to do it through, you know, with other players not named Derrick Henry. They've done it by committee. But I'm just saying, would you move him in slowly, or is it Deontay Foreman and everybody else, including Adrian Peter, whoever else they roll in there, Hilliard, are you gonna want to overwork him? I'll say 15. How's that?
Yeah.
You go over, I'll go under.
I'm definitely going over. Titans average 5.7 yards per play with Derrick Henry in the game. When he's not in the game, they average 4.8. He's a difference maker. Give him the ball, and if he's healthy, which he's been cleared, you're trying to win a playoff game. I think he gets a bunch of carries this weekend. If you're saving him, I would ask the question for what? Because if you lose this weekend, people are going to say, why didn't you give Derrick Henry the ball more?
Hey, give me some eyes on Julio scoring a touchdown in this game.
Well, that's a good question. It's the first time him and A.J. Brown have been back together. They've only played, Mike, 120 snaps all season together. That's nothing. And I'll lay this out for fans who don't quite get this. In a regular game, you may get 65 to 70 snaps in one game. They've only played 120 together total the entire season. Julio's not been around. So I don't know what to expect from A.J. Brown and Julio together on the field, Mike, at the same time, because they haven't played together. They've right. played less than two games together, two full games, as far as their offense having the ball, let's just say five or six times, seven times, you know, in the ball game. So I don't know. I really don't.
It'll be funny, though, because if he does get in the end zone, we'll have all these Julio fanboys we haven't heard a peep from all season. I told you so.
Yeah, you already know it's coming. Hey, man, coming up, we got a lot more to dive into. We mentioned 4:40. John Collins from our Atlanta Hawks stops by. Seth Emerson's going to stop by at 4 o'clock. We'll get his opinions on this. Seth's been around the dog program a long time. He'll lay everything out for us, you know, comings and goings and the Stetson Bennett situation as well. When we come back, though, we're going to hear from Coach Nate McMillan about last night and moving forward. They got another big game on Friday. It's Dukes and Bell.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Another amazing day for Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy yesterday.
Jacks up a long three, and he nails another one. Trae Young hits his fourth three-pointer of the half of the quarter, and the Hawks lead 93-85.
That boy good. He good. Trae Young, 37 points last night, 35 minutes. John Collins had 17 to go along with Trae, and you had five, six guys in double figures at the end of the night. It's a good win, you know, but my concerns are bigger than just one game, and I think that's what I'm trying to express. We'll talk to John Collins coming up at 4:40 and more with Nate as we talk about this team. And guys, real quick, before I mention this, because I want to tell you about this incredible contest with Reliable Heating and Air. Mike, we have been so hard, I guess, and we haven't really been, to be honest with you guys. We haven't really gone in on this team, but the expectation, there is an expectation. You can't show us what you showed us last year, and for you to come back and play the way you have, and for us to just, and I'm talking about Mike and I, to just go, well, it's okay. Yeah, it's all right. If it was Georgia, all right, and Georgia was, oh, I don't know, 2-4 to start the season next year, are we supposed to go, well, you know, it's okay. It's all right. We don't do that.
Yeah, but it's apples to oranges. You got an 82-game season. The NBA, half these guys mail it in half the season, and they kick it in. Now, I just think if the Hawks are barking up that tree, it's a little early in their careers to be doing that. And going back to Trey's statement about playoffs are juice, and this is kind of like a, you know, a grind in the regular season. But I don't know with the chemistry. I mean, only time will tell if we can beat the, you know, beat the Miami Heat, who we struggle with. That would be three in a row. I'm just happy to take three in a row. I didn't like being down 16, you know, at the end of the first. I'm with you there, but we scored 45 in the second. They got things rolling. I still think this team, for how, why, I don't understand, but they're still trying to find their identity. I don't know if the Reddish thing was a distraction, although nobody said it was. You know, Okongwu seems to give them a boost. But, I mean, I know you're not factually wrong. You're right. I'm just saying, at this point, I'll take two wins in a row and not look the gift horse in the mouth, and hopefully we get to three.
Tell me when, at what game are we supposed to turn it on? If it's an 82-game season, at what point? Is it game 50? What game? 45?
Well, but you think when a team, we're the third youngest team in the NBA, and we were able to do this from March 1st on, that maybe that, unfortunately, that is a mindset that kind of kicked in. Hopefully Nate has washed that out of their headgear, and they now understand you got to put the work in. But I don't know. I mean, they were god-awful, and all those things we just seen, they looked the same way under Lloyd Pierce. And then, you know, Nate came in, things got cooking. I don't know. I'm playing, you know, pocket sports psychologist. I don't know why we looked the way we do so far.
Yeah, and I don't either. I mean, if we had those answers, we'd be in Vegas right now, right? We'd be telling you guys, yeah, bet Hawks, don't bet Hawks. Right. But we're not.
Well, we're going to ask John Collins all these questions and see what he thinks, right?
And I don't even know if John has the answers. And everything that I've heard him answer about this, I don't know if he does, but yeah, we got to ask him. No doubt, Mike. Hey, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Reliable Heating and Air want you to know that if your furnace is looking run down, all right, then enter our Ugly Furnace Contest for a chance to win a brand new energy efficient furnace from Reliable Heating and Air free of charge, guys, with a 1-year labor warranty and a 10-year manufacturer warranty. All you need to do is register at 929thegame.com by uploading a photo of your ugly furnace that's still operational, okay? It still has to be working, but you're like, man, this thing could go at any moment. You know. And so you could win by uploading your photo. And then to celebrate the big game, the winner is going to receive a pregame party on February 13th. I'll be there, Carl Dukes. That's me and 92.9 The Game crew. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. So make sure you upload your furnace, and you could win a free one from Reliable Heating and Air. Go to 92.9thegame.com. All right, let's hear from some of the guys from last night. And again, bunch of guys in double figures. The T-Wolves, Mike, I don't know what if they're going to be I don't want to say a problem or even, you know, what their playoff potential is. That's a team that's on the come. You talk about Towns, you know, he's a tough guard. Right. Obviously, Ant-Man, guys, he was there's a reason why he was a top pick in the NBA. Did he get everything we wanted out of Georgia when he went for the 1 year? No. And by the way, speaking of Georgia basketball right now, it stinks. Flat out.
Yeah,
it
stinks. Well, let's be honest. Georgia Tech didn't exactly build off of last year either so far. But yeah, you're right. But Crean is doing nothing, and Ant-Man was the high watermark. You're right. And you wish he stuck around. That's why I love Okongwu. Look where Okongwu, how raw he was, Carl, and he's getting better and better. But you're getting to your point. They're physical. They're big. You know, last night they played without poise. They got on a bad streak. I started kicking guys in the nuts, and next thing you know, guys got technicals, and there you go. Adios. Enjoy the shower.
Yeah, he took that slow, long walk. Let's hear Nate, because here's the question. Capella's been out. Now, he's not going to lose minutes, okay, but maybe Okongwu plays more because of the way that he's playing, and Nate was asked about this specifically that last night about Okongwu, Big O, starting over Capella.
You know, Clint is our starter, and Onyeka, I think it just makes us stronger. Do we have to go there right away? We'll see, you know, but he's done some good things. His play will challenge Clint, okay, to get out there and play because, Clint is seeing what this young guy is doing, and he can come in and play.
Now, look, Clint's getting paid. He's got himself a deal. Clint worked his butt off and, you know, was a guy that should have been up there for Defensive Player of the Year last year. But, I mean, and I said to you earlier, Carl, I just love Okongwu's game. What's the nickname we're coming up with? Double O? I mean, because the Big O's been taken. You know, Oscar Robertson is one of the greatest ever dress out. But I just, you know, Nate's going to be stubborn with that. He will slow roll. You know, you just know it, Carl. He will slow roll Okongwu getting more minutes when Capella's healthy.
Yeah, he was pretty clear, right? Capella's our starter. Okay, so we can stop there, which means Okongwu's going to see, Double O's going to see plenty of minutes. Here's the thing that I love, and I think Nate knows this. At the end of games, Mike, if you need that defensive presence where you need both guys on the floor, and I'm not talking about, 3 minutes to play. I'm talking about a one-possession game where you need more rim protection and you need more defense on the floor, where DeAndre's on the floor, Okongwu, Capella, you know what I'm saying? Right. Now it gives you more options if somebody's trying to get to the rim that maybe you didn't have and you feel better about it. Last night, man, he was challenging everything Towns was throwing up there.
I mean, I love the way he handled some. Again, they're going to get theirs, but he did a great job against the bigs, making shots. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, we want a guy, and I think Capella at times, we're always like, come on, you can do it with a putback. You can do it. But I thought Capella got better, around the basket. Okongwu is getting better. 17 points last night. Obviously, more high percentage stuff. Made 7 of 9 from the line when he got to the stripe. So, I mean, that's a good night for the guy, and just a few boards shy of a double-double.
Yeah, Nate talked about him defending Carl Anthony Towns. This is what our coach said about it.
He is much better guarding the big. And, you know, he's done that in the last few games here. So we switched the matchups and put O on Towns. And he did a solid job of just staying attached, guarding him, you know, keeping him off the block. And, you know, I thought that, and along with the rest of our guys, applying pressure, getting pressure, changed things.
Yeah, man. And again, good effort last night from Trey, who just could not miss. I mean, the big threes last night were just coming late when it mattered. I thought Red Velvet, you know, he sort of heated up when you needed him to, Carl. But, you know, and John Collins, I thought the fouls were a bit jive. I thought there were some jive calls last night for the refs. Man, a lot of whistles. John Collins fouls out last night. Okongwu had five. That was getting on my nerves.
Yeah, I know. I think Carl Anthony Towns was asked about the officials, and he said, it's crazy. He said, it's the craziest thing I've seen, but I'm not going to comment. I think a lot of people were frustrated with the officials. That's why, you know, Ant-Man got thrown out of the game. Did he get fouled? Yes. And that's from a Hawks perspective. Of right. course he got fouled. But when you go in the way he did, this right. is what happens, man. And people, you know, you can't just call people's mamas out and not expect to get thrown out of the game. So it's going to happen, man.
Oh, by
it's
the
Duke
way,
Simbell. Go ahead.
It's some cool stuff. You got DeAndre Hunter going at it with Towns, and you got so Okongwu is sitting there looking at him going, and the Hawks just posted, say it with your chest, because he's basically jawed with him. Look pretty cool.
Hey, man, I want us to get going. I need our attitude. I need all the things to happen. And I'm not saying it has to happen like it did last year, but we are, and I said to Mike, what's the number? We're 43 games in. Some teams are 44 games in, right? Season's halfway over. That's what I'm telling you.
Plenty of time. We'll be fine.
If you're telling me it's going to take 15 more games for us to get our mojo back, well, then we're more than halfway done. So I think now's the time. Now you got to get it going, Mike. And if you don't, and you keep playing around, we're going to find ourselves again on the outside looking in. And what's the plan? What is it? The eighth seed, ninth
yeah,
and eighth yeah. seed, the tenth,
yeah,
eighth,
yeah.
ninth.
Yeah, yeah. You have one game and you're out. You're right and you're out. But the good news is we're hopefully we'll be up in our intensity while some of these guys start checking out for their little vacation that aren't going to the All-Star weekend.
Tell oh, you're talking about who? Yeah, oh, just
NBA guys are going to be playing. Yeah, it's human nature. You see it all the time.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, man. Want to hear from you guys. 404-741-0929.
You're too tense today.
No, not at all. Mike, I just tell it like it is, sir. Just tell it like it is.
I'm just saying. Now, look, if we lose to the Heat, don't worry. I'll be right back on the ledge with you after Friday.
Well, listen, I love winning. That's what I said. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and go, I'm not watching. I'm not looking. I don't see all the flaws. I don't see all the issues with our team. I'm not going to do that. We got problems, man. You're giving up all these points. And you're just going to tell me that we'll just turn it on and somebody go in the locker room, take some oxygen mic, and come back out in the third quarter. We'll do this every game.
I mean, that, not a great start giving up 42 in the first, but again, we
71 at half.
Wills, come on, man. And then we went for 45 in the third, and things were better. I just think that you got to allow whatever this equilibrium, whatever these moves. I still think Travis is going to make some moves. I mean, that's another thing, but you have to validate the moves. To your point, by the
we're
Hawks
broke,
playing,
Mike, we're
they
got
to play. You got to play better than 500 basketball if you want Travis to go swing for the fences at the trade deadline.
19-25, player.
Hey, right. man, we didn't do jack until March 1st last year, man.
I hope we do. I hope we pick it up. Hey, Collins is on the way. That's John Collins. Seth Emerson's going to join us in 30 minutes. Coming up, Yeah Man, No Man, next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, coming up, Seth Emerson's going to join us. The news shook the college football world yesterday as we found out that Stetson Bennett is coming back. A lot of people still concerned about Burton leaving, Mike. And I don't know, as I mentioned yesterday, guys, you know, if you told me Bennett wasn't coming back and Burton was staying, how would you feel? I think, you know, the guy that touches the ball, the most important position on the field, that's a bigger deal. And I'm not going to discredit his ability. I think Burton's a stud, man, but Mike, can't they find somebody else?
Well, one of the guys we spoke yesterday with, you know, with Connor Riley about the, you know, next guys, Enrique Gilbert will be back potentially, and so you combine him with Bowers, you've got arguably the best tight end package in all of college football. And then don't forget, we got Blaylock too. You know, Mookie's kid came back at the end of this year, and again, he'd been dealing with a lot of injuries. Now, if he could stay healthy, I believe he was a 5-star, if not he was a 4-star, but Blaylock could be a viable option at wide receiver too if he can stay healthy.
I agree. More with Seth Emerson on the way, guys. Let's get to Yeah Man and No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid-fire questions. It's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Bo Morgan.
Brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company.
All right, Bo, what's going on today, man? Happy Thursday. By the way, tomorrow, guys, we're out at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. So come on out and hang out with Dukes and Bell, 2 until 7. We'll be out there all afternoon and having some fun, man, getting the weekend started right. Bo, what's happening today?
Yeah, I think the one thing I would tell Georgia fans is Jermaine Burton was 5th on the team in receptions last year. So it's not like you're losing your top receiver. I mean, if you go look at it, Ladd McConkey, who was obviously going to be back, had a better year. Now, he didn't. He had more touchdowns, more catches. He didn't have as many yards receiving. Therefore, the yards per catch were a little bit higher for Burton. But I really think the bigger loss would be losing James Cook out of the back with his receiving skills out of the backfield. But the big guy is Brock Bowers and Adonai Mitchell, who had more catches again than Jermaine Burton.
And had some big catches. And again, he's a guy that the way people were talking about Pickens, they started talking about Adonai Mitchell in spring practice last year too, Carl. So, and if you, as I said, you'll get the best tight end combination in all of college football if Gilbert can give you the full season.
No doubt. No doubt.
You know what? Today was a weird day. I know I always get on this weather rant, but I got to get on one real quick. It was 50 degrees when I woke up this morning. I had this little thing my wife gave me for my birthday. It's some kind of Amazon thing. It's got the screen, like a little mini TV, and it tells you the weather and gives me sports highlights. And it was like 50 degrees this morning when I was down here working on the show at 6:30. It's 37 now. It's getting colder. We're going the wrong way.
It is cold, man. I was outside. I took Mikey out. One-legged dude hopping around. Because we have to, like, literally monitor his damn every move at this point as he recovers from ACL surgery, which I never would have thought I'd be talking about a dog at ACL. But I'm with you, Bo. I was outside. I was like, damn. Yesterday was nice. You know, I thought it was fairly decent. Today is a little bit chillier. I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
By the way, I got to – that's Chris's take on the weather conversation. While we're talking about our dogs, I'm going to give a shout-out to Steve Holman. He's the girl that does his dog over the years, came and did our dog today. So a little mobile grooming situation. Ike loves it. So he's a happy little fluffy guy walking around and you know, nice little buzz cut. So there you go. Back to you, Bo Morgan.
I'm glad we got an Ike update. Since we don't get God talk today because of John Collins, we needed to get in somewhere.
No, I'm just saying Holman is, you know, in addition to being the best play-by-play guy in town, he also you know, got me a good rec on a dog groomer. Back to you.
Where's your crickets on that, Chris? You'll sleep at the wheel, aren't you, slacker? All right. Hey, so look, I don't even know how to start this story, but a West Virginia field reporter for a TV station, well, she got hit by a car in the middle of a live report. They had bad weather, and so she was out doing her report. And just listen to this. It's really crazy to even – it's crazier to watch, but it's even crazy just to hear the audio.
And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze-thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Jory.
We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good.
Yeah, man, in Dunbar, west by God, Virginia, Carl, just west of Charleston, she's apparently in a corner because a silver SUV took the corner, I guess a blind spot, and just completely takes her out. It was scary, but she stayed with it.
Yeah, they got the right one.
Okay.
Yeah, they got the right one because that would not have been me. You mother, I would have been going in. Well, you see, I'm trying to do a live show. What the hell is wrong with you?
How about the empathy for the anger? Well, that's live TV. Reporter's just been run over by an SUV.
It's literally, she gets hit and she's like, I'm okay. What is this, a Will Ferrell skit? I'm okay. No, you're not, honey. You just got hit by a car. No,
well,
you're not.
She stood up, and the woman that hit her, clearly the woman couldn't see her. She gets out, and you can hear her, I'm so sorry. And the reporter goes, you're so sweet. It's okay. You're so sweet. Thank you. You're sweet. You just ran me over. You're not sweet. You're an idiot. What are you doing? Watch where you're going. But this Tori Yorge was really, really awesome. And apparently the anchor is taking a lot of heat on social media.
Yeah.
So much he had to defend himself and said, I couldn't see. I could only hear. I did not see.
Apparently didn't have a monitor on the live shot. I understand that she's been hit by a vehicle.
It was also the reporter's last week on the job, so what a way to go out.
Yeah, she's heading to Pittsburgh. I can only imagine if John Fricke was doing the news. Oh, it could be really, 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 really bad.
I mean, good for her, though. She's said the anchor. I'm off to Pittsburgh, market number, whatever you are in Charleston. Suck it. But yeah, man, I just love the guy's like, well, that's live TV. No, the woman just got hit by a car. She's completely out of the shot, Carl. You just saw a car come by, and now the woman's not standing there anymore. It looked worse than what you're even hearing.
No, it's crazy. It is, man. I didn't see this footage. I think Michelle told me about it, and I was like, I didn't see it, but just hearing the audio took me there. Took me right there.
Yeah, God bless Tori Yorge. I mean, she handled that as well as you'll ever see anyone handle it. You know, it gets hit by a car when they're on live television with a microphone in their hand while they're talking on the air. I don't think you'll see anybody handle that situation as well as she did, but phenomenal. All right, I know we talked to Ross Tucker, and, you know, we talked about some of these games, but I wanted to get y'all's take on a couple of these games. I had a couple of questions that I actually came up with, which, believe it or not, sometimes I do come up with questions. So Tennessee-Cincinnati, which I believe is our first game of the weekend, and we have Ian Eagle, who's coming on at 5:20 today. He's doing that game. Who has a bigger impact in that game? Julio Jones or Derrick Henry? So the guy who's been hurt all year, but, you know, on and off, or the guy who's coming off the IR, and this will be his first game back?
It's a no-brainer. It's Henry. Henry was a bigger contributor to this team prior to Julio getting there. He's been a bigger contributor earlier in the season before being injured when Julio was there. And he'll be a bigger contributor, Mike, on, was it Sunday? Sunday? Saturday, when he gets back into the lineup.
Yeah,
this is a no-brainer.
Carl and I were debating earlier in the NFL Blitz just how many touches does he get? I mean, could he have played last week and they slow rolled it? Of course, they had the bye week. But, yeah, I mean, we know what Derrick Henry can do. I'm just curious to see. I said 15. Carl says it's going to be over that in 20. I'm more curious, and I think the biggest thing about Tennessee is how they're going to get after what has been at times, Carl, a really porous Cincinnati offensive line. There'll be a lot of sacks, man. We've heard, if you listen to Chuck Smith talk about the combination of Landry and Simmons, they got 20 and a half sacks between them. So they're going to be getting after it, man, and Burrow might have a long, long evening. That's what Burrow might sound like as the pass rush comes to him.
All right, who is the player that you're most excited to watch this weekend? Now, I ask this question because I think a lot of us, we all know we're Falcons fans, but when the Falcons aren't playing, we do watch other games, and you get a chance to watch some guys in the league that you kind of enjoy watching. Who's the player, though, that this weekend that's left playing that you're most excited to watch playing in a playoff game?
The player to that I want to watch?
Yeah, the one you're most excited to watch. Like the one that's like, you know what? I really want to see how. For me, I'll go ahead and go. For me, I really want to see Joe Burrow. I love watching Joe Burrow. I've loved him since his first year at LSU, and really the bowl game, the Central Florida game, really was the one that where I was like, that's the dude. But like, who's the guy that you enjoy watching?
No, I'm with Squidbilly. I'd love to see Burrow. I just think Burrow's going to struggle with that Titans pass rush. I'm going to say, you know what? Even though he drives me crazy and I have a love-hate relationship, I'll go with Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers. I think they've rested the big toe and everything else. He's good to go, and it's going to be that's and they're the biggest favorite. It's down to 5.5, by the way, but I'm curious to see.
We're good,
Tim. I mean, you could argue all of the above. Patrick Mahomes, how is Brady Carl going to handle the Rams pass rush? I mean, we talked about it with Ross Tucker. The Bucs offensive line is really, really in bad shape.
It is. And that's why I'm going to say Brady. He's won every which way you can. And now you have two main cogs in that offensive line that are not going to be 100%. And you've got the best pass rush coming to town. I want to see if he can withstand that rush, get rid of the football. We know no Antonio Brown, all the things that you're dealing with. I want to see how he gets through this game, Mike. You know, we forget, again, week three, Rams beat them. If you're telling me the Rams are better with the moves they've made and they're a better place right now than the Bucs are, I want to see Tom Brady. And if he wins this weekend, it's just another one of those, damn, he found another way to win without all of this stuff being perfect, which right. In some cases, some of these quarterbacks have to have everything perfect for them to win. The great ones don't. The great ones don't care about the coordinator, the coordinator's play calls. They just go out and make plays, Mike, and that's what I want to see.
Yeah, I mean, I know that on paper you would argue the Rams have probably got their best chance. I know Stafford finally got the monkey off his back. They are a road team, but, I mean, it's just huge because Brady, they have to run the ball. They're going to really try. Probably run right at Aaron Donald. That's how you do the best, guys like that. I mean, they're going to try. Not sure they'll be able to do that. And then, is Matthew Stafford going to hold his water? I mean, all these matchups are great. And, of course, Mahomes, he puts on a show every time, and Josh Allen in Buffalo. So, yeah, can't wait. I mean, as bad as last week was at times, this should not be bad this weekend.
All right, guys, don't forget the Georgia Hemp Company is always the sponsor of Yeah Man, No Man, and they have three locations in Sandy Springs, Decatur, and Woodstock, or at the GeorgiaHempCompany.com where you can use SquidBilly10 for your loyalty discount today. And I got some exciting news that the Georgia Hemp Company is going to be a sponsor of the three-piece suit football game, which I play in every year. Be out there on February 12th. Chris, we got to go, so hit the music.
Good stuff, man. Coming up, Seth Emerson from The Athletic. And Seth covers the Georgia Bulldogs. We will talk to him about all the things we learned yesterday and more. It's coming up on Dukes and Bell.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.